I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
How can you kind of match the quality of Batman the Animated Series, one of the best cartoons of the 80s and 90s? You do that by introducing, Jamie, the cartoon called
My Pet Monster.
My Pet Monster. I almost wanted to sing the theme tune.
It's a top five, Stu. It's a top
almost,
five theme tune.
Only almost. I think it's in my bottom five theme tunes.
It was, yeah.
Oh, really?
An awful theme tune. Oh, it's shocking. Shocking.
Like,
not even so bad, it's good. From the start, where they're ripping off the Adam's
I was listening to the theme
seconds.
Tune and yeah. thought to myself, oh, I'm not liking the sound of this already. I'm like, yeah, this is not boding
I'm
well.
I'm not kidding you. We've had it on all week, the theme tune. We've had it played pretty much on loop. I kid you not.
Can you imagine, listeners, living in Jamie's house with My Pet Monster theme tune on loop? If you've not heard it yet, jump off really quickly. And then have a listen to My Pet Monster.
And, let us know what you think.
Why
as well.
They asked the voice actor.
And let us know what you think. Straight go on social media and let us know what you think. Because
it's shit. So why they asked that kid to sing talk the two verses that he kind of sang talk. I don't even know who the voice actor is, to be fair. I don't know whose idea that was. I don't know if they knew he couldn't.
Sonny Besson Thrasher.
And then,
that's his name, the voice actor.
And then after mentioning the fact the lyrics have My Pet Monster in them at least 27 times, right? Sung slowly, sung fast, a little rap about it, whatever. Then there's a moment of silence and the voice comes on, "Now presenting My Pet Monster," or whatever he says. Like you didn't know after just listening to it for the last 30 seconds what you were watching. But I kind of like that bit, I must admit. I like the disembodied voice introducing you to the cartoon. I might start doing that for our podcast. You know, after the start tells you that you're listening to By the Power, one of us can just do a voiceover where it goes, "And now. By the Power." Jamie. Why, Jamie? Why, Jamie?
I'll be honest, I didn't know this was a cartoon that existed. I did not know. But I love old toys. I'm very nostalgic about certain toys. And my favourite toy out of everything I've got is a My Pet Monster, which is from 1986. It's not the original that I had. My wife bought it me a few years ago. Heaven knows how much that cost her. But the one I had as a kid was my football monster, very similar to My Pet Monster, aesthetically a little bit different and dressed in football gear. Cannot get him for the life of me, but My Pet Monster sits proudly on my shelf. I'm sporting a My Pet Monster t-shirt right now. It's my favourite toy. And on
just to clarify for any listeners, sorry, Jamie isn't talking about his dick.
I was.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
A t-shirt with your penis on it.
You can get it dressed in football gear.
And more of a tank top, really, wasn't it?
We're playing with it a lot, Kane.
It's the football helmet.
On the toy you've just said you've got, Jamie, what your wife bought you, is that the original toy or is it a retro design of
Original
of the toy, if that makes
it's
sense?
It's original. So the original was it was Amtoys, and it was 86, and I know because there has been a few different variations that have come out after it. There was a 16-inch version, no pun intended. I know.
Still talking about you.
There's a 16-inch version later. There was one in 2001 as well, which was Toy Max. So there's a lot of replicas, but yeah, I've got the original, the 86 original, trying to get my football monster, but it is a nightmare that you can get. And if you do.
How much is it?
My football monster, I've seen them for up to like I've seen them range between like £200 to £800 in some cases. But the quality is never great. That's the problem. Wow. Because they're so old, and it's a doll, it's a kid's doll essentially. The quality is kind of poor, but the one I've got, the My Pet Monster, I have the quality is great. It's been kept in great condition, but they're really hard to get hold of. And if you can get hold of them, to get them in a good condition is even harder. So when I saw this was a cartoon, I'm like, I never watched this, so that's why I picked it, just based on the toy, not so much the cartoon.
I'm guessing none of us have seen this before.
Nope.
No.
I think that might be a first.
This is the first for me.
Might be a first that none of us have seen the cartoon. Anybody seen the film?
There's a film?
It started with a film.
When the film was first, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'd take that as a no as
Did
well.
You watch it?
Jamie?
No, I've seen I've seen clips
I've
of
not
it.
Even watched a clip of it.
It's horrendous. It looks horrendous. Look good? It looks horrendous. And the story...
Sorry, Jamie. I've just thought of another podcast we've done what we've not all seen. Avenger Penguins.
Good point.
Yes.
We've not seen that. Which was in season 2, if anyone wants to go back to listen to it. Probably the best podcast we've done yet.
Plug.
it's not that hard, Kane.
Yeah, the film work came out, that live action one. The story was a little bit different. So I think it was in that live action one, it was the boy. So Max is the boy in it, which is the same as the cartoon, but I think he turns into the monster in the live action one. So it's a little bit different than the one we saw. Yeah. So I think there's different bad guys.
He turns into the monster when he's hungry.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's his thing, yeah. Oh, I'm hungry. I'll turn into a monster. Mm. Anybody who's had kids pretty much knows that's quite spot on.
Yeah. I'm about to say that's pretty much rings true.
So,
No, I know what the next segment is.
I was going to cut us into our first feature of the episode this week.
Yeah, go for it then. I'll ask my question when we're talking about My Pet Monster.
Don't worry about it, right? Who can keep track of everything we do? Jamie, what have you got for us?
I don't know. What are we doing? Oh, Would I Lie to You? I'm assuming we're talking about here, which is our fabulous new segment, which I completely fucked up last week and gave everybody a point for it. So I'm going to give you two statements, two facts, and you need to tell me which one of them is a lie. Okay. Would I Lie to You, episode 2. Okay. So in episode 1 of My Pet Monster, the cartoon, not the one we watched, in episode 1, which is called Goodbye Cuffs, Goodbye Monster. 1. There is a poster on Max's room that reads, Mutant Roaches. 2. There is a poster on Max's room that reads, Robot Raccoons. Which one's true? Which one's a lie?
So it's Kane first, right?
Yeah. What were the two options
Your
again?
Option... Well, your first option in the order that I read them out. Carrot in a box. The poster reads, Mutant Roaches. The second option, the poster reads, Robot Raccoons.
What year did this come out?
87, I think.
Kane's got some logic on the go.
There wasn't any raccoons in 87.
There was no
such
thing.
I guess my thinking was, like, Mutant, was it round about when Turtles came out? Robots, is it a Transformers kind of thing? But I'll go Mutant Roaches. Yeah, Mutant Roaches.
For the lie or the truth?
Oh, shit.
Carrot in a box in me.
So that... Yeah.
Well, the
robot is the line.
Okay.
So which one are you saying is true, Kane?
Mutant Roaches.
Nice. It's me next then, isn't it? I am going to go for Mutant Robots is the lie.
That's
not an answer.
That's why what I said was correct.
Or wrong either way.
It's definitely a lie. It definitely didn't say Mutant Robots, right? I'm going to go for the robots one is the lie.
Okay. So same as Kane.
Roach is true, robots lie.
Yeah, same as me, yeah. No.
I just like to be different, so I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to say mutant roaches is the lie and robot raccoons is the truth. Based on Kane's logic, bizarrely enough, I'm thinking perhaps they didn't know what mutants... Mutant wasn't as perhaps a well-known, maybe, I don't know.
Didn't know what mutants were. When did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes come out? They were mutants, weren't they? Maybe.
And then, but was it as big? I don't know. I've got to Toxic go different. Avenger. Yeah, it's worth it for...
Could be.
Worth it trying to steal a point.
In episode one, Goodbye Cuffs, Goodbye Monster, it's literally one of the first shots you see in the cartoon, and the poster to the left of Max's door reads, Mutant Roaches.
Boo.
Yes!
Yes, yes.
We're already in the lead, Kane.
Yeah.
James has got no chance.
Bez is on minus, isn't he? Because we all got it right last week.
True, yes.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah. James is on minus one. We're 2 points ahead of him, Kane, already.
Easy.
Yeah. And you can't get a point next week, Kane.
No, but I can lose a point.
But you could lose a point. Ooh, terrifying. Terrifying. The tactics here of next week, if I know it for definite, do I tell everybody I know it for definite? So you get minus a point. Because you're completely
be terrible.
But Bez likes to be different, so he might think you're joking. So.
Yeah,
I true, yeah. True. There is another fantastic episode of Would I Lie to You? And yeah, we all would, clearly. Jamie lied when he said this is a good cartoon.
I never said that. I never saw it. I never saw it before.
I enjoyed the fact we watched this cartoon. Whether I enjoyed the cartoon or not, we'll find out in a moment. But I did like the fact we did something we haven't seen before for a change.
Stoosh.
Second time ever, Kane.
Should we start with you then, Stu? I suppose you've been very vocal about your opinion on this. So let's.
I don't know where he's going to go with this.
I started off. I didn't like the theme tune, and I thought this is going to end poorly. For a moment, I also thought it was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's by the famous Nelvana.
Nelvana.
You've heard of Nelvana, right?
Yeah, of course.
What did they do, James?
Smells like Teen Spirit.
No. This is Nelvana.
Sorry, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Nice. I like it. It's close. They also did the Beetlejuice cartoon.
A lot of the same actors, isn't it? Okay. A lot of the same voice actors.
Yeah, and Clone High.
What's that?
That's a more mature cartoon. It's a bit of a parody porno, then, of right? Beverly Hills 90210 and stuff. It's not a porno. But yeah, so I actually quite like Nelvana cartoons. So when I realised... Do you know when I realised it wasn't Hanna-Barbera?
When you started enjoying it?
Go on.
It was when they stole the Scrappy-Doo bit. The little monsters who do the... Da-da-da-da-da-da. That was Scrappy-Doo, right?
Okay. Yeah, Puffy Bat.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, they've stolen that. And I was like, but I'm sure this isn't Hanna-Barbera because the character's eyes look... like in right directions. They don't look like they're insane with their eyes rotating around all over the place. When the animation was a bit better, I think, than Hanna-Barbera, like the weird animation, they had the characters pull really weird faces and shocked expressions and like zany, I guess, kind of stuff. I quite enjoyed it after having thought that I wouldn't like it at the start. The stupid jokes around... overhear that way to tell them where to go, the stupid Russian accent of the bad guy, the broken speech of all the monsters who are like kind of doing orc speech for anybody who's a 40k
orc
fan.
I
ended up quite enjoying it in that it's pretty bad, but I enjoyed watching it because it's pretty bad and I get some kind of enjoyment out of that. I didn't think it was particularly funny.
Like car crashes.
Yeah. No, I don't find car crashes funny.
Yeah, like,
I wondered where that was going.
I enjoyed it like a good car crash. It just wasn't very good, but it kind of seemed like they'd tried. And I liked some of the ideas, even though it didn't end up being particularly funny or good. So yeah, I quite enjoyed it and would give it a 6 out of 10.
I'm interested, Stu. You started out by pretty much ripping this, and then you've gone into it was okay. I thought you was going to destroy.
That was kind of what I felt watching it.
Right.
Mm.
And certain things were just shit. I mean, like the theme tune is shit. The characters, I think, are pretty one-dimensional and pretty. Do you know what I mean? They're just basic. Let's do a blonde kid. Let's do the blonde kid's older sister. Let's do his friend.
Chucky.
Yeah. Monster. Monzi. Does she call him? Yeah. Monzi? Isn't a very good character, is he? He's not that good.
No. He's no Stitch, is he?
No, the three little other character monsters in this episode were pretty much like an excuse to sell other different coloured versions of him, I'm guessing.
Well, I think they had the toys before the cartoon for those little three.
Did they as well? I'm not sure if the original toy was just him or not.
But I could be wrong. They might have come after the cartoon. I think they came before, but don't quote me on that.
The bad guy was a bit of a stereotypical Hanna-Barbera style bad guy, wasn't
Beaster.
He? Oh, I am evil. I have a Russian accent. I must be nasty.
He was a terrible bad guy.
I thought he looked a bit like Tasmanian Devil, though. That kind of shape.
He did. Looked like he'd been doing a bit of lifting weights, didn't he?
Yeah, but just shoulders.
just his upper body, yeah. Tiny little legs.
Skip leg day like no one's business.
So that was my journey on this cartoon. I thought, this is shit. This is shit. This is shit. Actually, that's quite amusing. They put some effort in. Those characters are shit. But it's okay.
What did...
Stu,
before I move on to somebody else, I've got to ask you, because the one bit I thought you was going to comment on, which you haven't, is the... I'm trying to think how to phrase it. You know, in The Mask, the film The Mask, when Jim Carrey's watching Cameron Diaz and he turns into the wolf and starts banging his head with the hammer and his eyes.
The hubba hubba
bit. There's a lot of that kind of in this where he gets out of breath and his eyes go swirly or his skull pops out his face. I thought you was going to cling on to that and say, I hated that. Were you okay with that, or is it something that really pissed you off for the cartoon?
No, I'm good with that. It's a little bit almost like an Animaniac style, right? I guess. I'm fine with that. And obviously, like, you know, it's obviously stolen from anime.
Obviously,
where the characters have overused crazy expressions and blood squirts out of their noses and their eyes pop out and stuff. And then also, I guess, early Warner Brothers as well with the Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner stuff. So no, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Not in a serious cartoon, but in a silly cartoon, I'm fine.
Okay. Kane.
So I like the intro. I like the music. Thought it was cheesy enough to keep going, catchy enough, silly enough. Yeah, I liked it. Animation style, my type of animation for a kid's Saturday morning cartoon. But then once I started talking, it took a massive downward spiral. I hated the voice actors. I thought the sound, which they probably were, a bunch of kids talking, like reading a script. It was awful. But then as it went on, I kind of forgot about it and it was okay. But the first 5 minutes, I just couldn't get over the voices. Especially, what's the boy called? Blonde-haired boy? Yeah, I hated him with a passion. What else have I got down? I loved the bass music throughout it, like classic 80s bass music playing in the background. Like the little monsters in the when they went through the portal. But I just think, and I think I always think this when it's a cartoon what didn't keep my interest for the full 20 minute, would have been better as 2 10-minute episodes.
Recording of Kane saying that, right? Yeah. For every 20-minute cartoon.
Yeah. I feel like what Stu said, the characters just don't really have any depth, so I prefer 2 shorter episodes. I thought it was all right, 5 out of 10.
What was that, Kane? The voice keeps breaking up for you for when I'm listening to you. Say 5 out of 10, then.
5 out of 10, yeah.
You say I'm struggling to tell what you're saying in some points. Did you say you enjoyed the theme tune for this?
Yep. Has my voice, has my sound been bad for everyone?
No, it's fine.
Oh, it's just me.
No, okay, you're fine.
I really liked the intro. I liked how like cheesy it was. I thought it was fun. It was catchy. most of what I want in a.
Is it catchy enough that you can give us a little rendition of it, Kane?
Da 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 da.
My pet monster.
So the Addams Family bit is the only bit that's catchy.
Yeah. Yeah. So 5 out of 10.
Okay.
One question I did ask is, how did the pet monster become a pet monster?
Great question. So if you watch episode one, straight away in the first episode, which is when we did the Would You Lie to You about the poster, that's where it comes through. It starts by Chucky and Max are going into Max's bedroom, and there's something in there, and they're almost hunting a monster. You don't really know much about it. You see the silhouette of the monster in the closet, and then it jumps on them, but then it turns into is just playing around with them. And it starts from there. So you don't really find out how monster got over there. I know in the cartoon we watched, they said it's by accident, but you don't really find out. So they just jump straight into where is in their universe and is a part of their life. So you don't find out, which I'm not cool with.
And was there any background on the portals, or do they just appear on all the episodes?
Not as I saw. I haven't watched them all, but on the ones I saw, no. It's a way of explaining the story, I imagine. Which again, I'm not cool with. I like to know what's cracking off. James?
I hated this. No surprises. Yeah. The theme tune started, I'm like, oh God, this is going to be shit. It's not my kind of cartoon at all. There's not even a good bit of action in there to sort of spice it up a little bit. I can forgive a bit of slapstick stuff if there's a bit of action in there as well. There was none of it. It was horrible. Didn't like the storyline. And with Kane on the voice of the kids. And cartoons where the voice actors, I know they are kids, but when they actually get kids to do the voices, it never just sits right with me. The performance is never as good as when you've got an adult.
To be fair, there's not many good kid actors out there. Full stop.
No. And voice acting is even harder, I would assume, anyway, because you've got no one to, and it depends how they record it, but it's harder to bounce off someone. So, yeah, I didn't like the voice acting. So I didn't like the monster. And it just, I was not a fan.
Did you actually watch it, James? Did you watch it all the way through?
I did. I actually watched it. Well, yeah, I had to force myself. It was a long, I thought it was done.
Yeah, and then he's like, could have been done, right?
It was back on plane. I'm like, Christ almighty.
Paul Beds, though, has been put with this stick that he never watches any of the cartoons. And he only, missed the first cartoon or something. What was it?
I think it's two, isn't it?
Right.
There might be one. I think it's one.
Look at him. Are we doing the two truths and a lie thing again? Lie.
Yeah. I didn't do all the penny crayons because I just couldn't. So I did it.
Couldn't or wouldn't.
Back when watching.
All right.
Wouldn't and couldn't.
What did I miss your score, James?
I've not done the score yet. No,
I missed it.
My score is going to be it's not the worst cartoon I've ever watched. I didn't enjoy it, but it's not the worst cartoon I've ever watched. Mask is amazing. Don't get this mask. So I'm going to go in with I'm going to give it a 3.
Ooh.
Because it's not absolutely awful. It's just not my cup of tea. It wasn't great. The only good thing about it was the woman who voices the sister also voiced Jubilee in X-Men.
Is that right?
Cartoon, so.
So is she a kid then or not?
Happy days. She's a kid in that, but I'm guessing she grew up
so
one time X-Men was on.
Jill was voiced by Alison Court.
That's it. And she's Jubilee in X-Men. It was an annoying character in the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah, why are you obsessed
with it? My least favourite, but it's an amazing cartoon, so I can live with annoying characters and amazing cartoons.
So what's your worst cartoon? If that gets 3, James, what's ranking lower than that for you?
I think Penny Crayon was perhaps up
Shoe
there.
Shoe People.
I hated Penny Crayon. Shoe People, hated Shoe People.
British cartoons.
James is going to love the Paddington Peas episode.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, yeah, Shoe People and Penny Crayon are below this for me. Just.
Jamie, what did you think?
There was stuff I liked. There was stuff I disliked. I'll start with...
Baby, your review there. I'd love it if you just gave a score then and stopped.
Okay, so dislikes for me. My pet monster should look like a fucking badass, right? He should look like a badass. Yeah.
He was a scary monster at all.
And in different versions they've done, including where they started a few years ago at doing like a fan film, and it never got made or got put on hold. He looks a badass in that. He does look a badass in the toys, and in this he looks a bit of a, well, if shan't.
A little bit,
and I'm not cool with that. From being a big fan of the toy, I don't like the fact that. So, if you're not seeing the cartoons, the idea is that they've got a neighbour who he knows something's cracking off. So he knows there's a monster there. He's seen them and he's trying to catch them out. Anytime they go to catch him out, the kids put some handcuffs, which the toy had, and the handcuffs go on My Pet Monster, and it turns him into a smaller toy. And every time it's like, oh, it's a toy, it's not really a monster. So they're trying to keep it secret. But the problem on the cartoon we watched is they're in the middle of a fucking crowd. And they use the key to take off his handcuffs to make him come to life. And it's just they don't seem to care that everybody can see it, but they're trying to keep it secret. And I wasn't cool with that. And
there was a bit of a slavery motif in that whole thing, wasn't there? Keep him in bondage, and then you need like a menial task to him, such as blowing up a balloon. It's like, all right, we'll bring you back to life or bring you out of servitude to do that. Blow the balloon up, and then, right, you stick around. Have any fun?
Well, funny you should say that, James. I'm kind of segueing a little bit here. There was Adidas a few years ago did brought a pair of shoes out, and they were very clearly My Pet Monster inspired. Very clearly. I've got a picture I can send you. I'll put it on Twitter as well. And the shoes themselves have got the orange the chains coming off them, which go around your ankle. So it's a complete gimmick pair of shoes, but they're very clearly My Pet Monster shoes. But they couldn't say that. And they got into a lot of trouble for that reason. People saying it looked almost slave inspired. And it's clearly My Pet Monster inspired, but they couldn't at that point come back and say, no, it's based on this toy. And so,
No, we've ripped this off instead.
I wonder why they designed those trainers then, if they couldn't use the trademark. My Pet Monster.
Not a clue. I'm not a clue.
Because there's so many like trainers out there what have, like there's Turtles trainers, Power Rangers. Yeah.
I wonder if they've gone through the design and make process without actually securing the license and it all fell
maybe
through.
Maybe the rights have been bought out now, aren't they? So it was at anyway. Amtwi at the time, and I can't remember who's bought it now. Kenner or so. It's one of the big toy companies, so I don't know if it was something to do with rights or whatever, but yeah, so it's funny you should say that. So I didn't like the fact that it was just bringing him out in front of people, but then not caring if people saw it. I didn't like the transformation as well, like spinning and going, like turning into Tasmanian Devil. It just didn't sit well for me, all that. It just didn't fit right with the cartoon itself. So there was stuff about it I didn't like, but theme tune for me, top five. I loved it. I loved, and I'm not just saying it. I'm not joking. We've had it on a lot.
Wow.
I love it. My wife loves it. Bear loves it. And this is truthfully the first cartoon where Bear has sat down and watched the whole episode and then asked for more. That's the truth. He's never done that with any other cartoon that we've watched. So he's enjoying watching it with me. I like the simplicity of it. Is it perfect? Hell no. I don't like the skulls coming out the head or the kind of Looney Tunes sort of animation. I don't think it fits with it, but it was easy. I could watch it. There was bits that were silly, like Beaster, the bad guy, chasing around on a fucking a bike that had a rubber duck at the top of it. There was a bit of silliness in it. But again, it wasn't perfect. Would I watch any more? I have. I after that went back and watched a few more, so just to see where it was going. But wasn't perfect, wasn't bad. I score it I'm between a 6 and a 7. Theme tune, I genuinely enjoyed it. It's going to get a 7 from me. I'm going to give it a 7.
That's high. That feels high.
Yeah.
No, it's fair enough. It just feels high.
I know, and I don't feel great saying it because I think it could be made so much better. But I've gone back and watched more of them. So there's clearly something about it which I like. So
yeah,
I'm going to stick with my 7. So what's that in total? That's 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair score. I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah. I think some people will hate it. Some people will think it's okay. Essentially.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many people out there loving it. Maybe there is. Maybe I'll be proved wrong on Twitter. I don't think...
Was it just one season?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
65, probably. I don't know. There's always 65 episodes.
No, there's not many.
Do you know, Jamie?
Like yeah, it's something. I couldn't tell you the exact answer, but it's really low. Yeah, it's really low.
I'm going to query whether or not My Pet Monster is in my top 15 Nelvana cartoons.
Have you got?
And I don't.
Have you got a list?
Do you want to?
Come on. We need. Oh, this requires a list. Yeah.
One of their first productions was Star Wars. The Christmas special when they introduced Boba Fett in the 10-minute cartoon.
Ooh,
so they're responsible for the first appearance of Boba Fett on screen. They then also did Droids, another cartoon we've done.
Good cartoon,
and Ewoks. So they did those two.
Yes.
They're both Nelvana. They did Baba.
I didn't like it. Not like Baba.
It's a great cartoon. I loved a bit of Barbara as a kid. No. Care Bears. Rupert the Bear.
Okay.
Lots of bear cartoons again. Eek the Cat.
That's...
Is Nelvana. Ooh. That's one of their originals.
I remember.
I think it's late 90s, Eek the Cat. What else? They did Tintin. Is them.
Here's
Snowy.
Correct. The Magic School Bus. The American listeners. They did an animated cartoon based on the Roseanne show.
What?
Called
no.
Little Rosie. What? In 1991. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh, say again, you broke
Cadillacs
up to me
and
then.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, like
Brontosaurus
yeah.
Isn't that something?
A crazy cartoon.
I don't know if
you would like that,
dinosaurs,
Jamie.
I think, and Cadillacs, right, I guess.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong. The animator, computer graphics cartoon. And loads of others. Loads of cartoons that I had no idea they'd done.
Yes, I had not heard of them.
Yeah. Weird, right? They also did a film called Malice. Jamie, I know you're more into your horror stuff. Which was a big hit. Their first live-action hit, I think.
What's it say, Stu? What's it say about a synopsis?
It's written by Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, I know the one.
Of West Wing fame and the Facebook movie thing. And it's got Alec Baldwin, Nicole Kidman, Bill Pullman.
Oh, good film.
Yeah. What happens?
Yeah,
it's
a good film.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
If I remember right, isn't Alec Baldwin like an abusive husband in it?
Something like that, isn't it? There's a kid watching them or something, isn't there? And it's pretty dark, I think. There's like a rapist and a murderer, and it turns out to be him or somebody, and it's kids at university.
Okay.
It's a bit like a more adult version of Scream, I think. But it was a good film, yeah. And it's weird that they did that. But, you know, they do kids' films and movies about serial rapists.
Yeah.
Segway time. It's about halfway through the episode. So speaking of serial rapists... it's time for another part of our... it's continued on for 3 seasons now because it's fucking gold. Jamie.
Bez didn't want it, though. Bez wanted to get rid of it.
I wanted to axe this. I wanted to axe... I'll go on record and say...
What was your reason for it? I genuinely love this. What was...
I just think it's played out. I just don't... I can't remember if I gave a reason or not, if it was bullshit, but... Yeah.
Would you rather...
He didn't know.
Carry on with this segment...
or suck 100 dicks.
I want to change and go for that one.
I'm thinking.
Jesus, my monster dicks.
Is those 100 dicks at the same time, or is it consecutive dick sucking?
I think
it depends how big they were. They might be like
how big
they're
dicks
all lined up. They're all lined up in one row.
Oh, okay.
When can you stop?
Yeah. When you've done it all.
Well,
oh, Jesus.
Well, you've got to have finished all 100 or
no, just start.
You tease, Kane. You tease.
Well, suck a dick.
Kane's going to line them up and then just stroke the bollocks and move on. Can't do that.
No, I'll give it a quick suck, but I didn't realise I had to be there.
As quick as you can.
Lick the tip.
It's like having a drink of root beer, okay? So just want a little suck and then you go, that's horrible, and you move on.
I fucking love root beer. Root beer is one of my favourite drinks. Like, I absolutely love it.
It's shit. Like me, Jamie, that's the point when it's shit living in England. Yeah. Because I like iced tea.
There you go. Mm.
And you can't fucking get it anywhere.
You can, but it's super expensive.
It's not like you can go to McDonald's though and get an iced tea or root beer, is it?
No, this is me being stupid because I've never really had a proper iced tea. Can you not just make iced tea?
You have to have green teas and stuff, and they're harder to get, right? Yeah.
Whoa. I don't like green tea, iced tea.
I meant black tea. Sorry, forgive me. I'm colourblind.
Yeah.
So why can't you just get a normal cup of tea in there?
And a hot load of sugar.
It's tea, hot water, 50% weight in sugar, and a bit of lemon.
So you still use hot water?
You have to brew the tea first.
Because it has to mash.
Yeah,
I think
they do cold brew stuff because that's trend at the minute, isn't it? But generally, you make a batch of tea, wait for it to go cold, mix it with some more water, and loads of sugar, as Kane says.
See, the Englishman in me is just screaming
but
no.
But in the US, I have unsweetened iced tea. Mm. I prefer it unsweetened.
Ooh.
Which, again, is a divide in the US. I think the southern states have it unsweetened and the northern states sweetened, or the other way around, possibly.
I would have it warmed up with milk put in it.
Yorkshire tea.
It's weird that iced tea is so good in the US, but hot tea is shit.
It's shocking, isn't it? It's the milk, I think.
I think it's the milk and the tea and the water.
Yeah. Creamer.
They use cream for everything, don't they? They don't
also,
use
they can't,
milk.
Also, they can't serve it hot for some reason. Never actually hot. It's not, you'd never get a cup of tea in America and not be able to immediately down the entire thing.
It's probably a health and safety thing.
Well, no, because the coffee is fucking boiling. The coffee's like lava.
Oh, true, yeah.
But the hot tea is barely warm.
Didn't we have this discussion? Was it when we were playing Warhammer, or was it on the podcast about how Americans heat up the tea?
I don't know, maybe.
Like using the microwave to warm up the...
That's wrong. But to be fair, you can't do it in the coffee machine because it'll taste of coffee.
Yeah.
A lot of the Americans as well, not to diss our American listeners, leave the tea bag in.
What do you mean?
As in they'll make a cup of tea and leave the tea bag in, like a little piece of string hanging over, and leave that in for the duration of the drink. They won't take the tea
string
bag
hanging over? It's not tampon.
Yeah, they have the little dippy string things for some reason.
See, in the Netherlands, people will use the same tea bag for three people.
Eathens.
So they'll
dip it in.
So they'll literally dip it in and like hit it on each side five times and put it onto the next one. Yeah,
no.
Hit
it.
Yeah. They'll boom, 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 then and they'll use it
that's
for like
wrong.
Two or three
God,
people.
Savages.
No.
Do they have tiny
that's
cups?
That's a week. That's a good point.
Because admittedly, when I have a mug of Yorkshire tea, I could make three small cups out of that one mug of tea.
Yeah, that's a fair point. They're not like a British tea of like a mug of tea.
Not a sports direct mug. That's an all-day tea session.
Sure about it. Jamie, what's your real?
I don't know. I've got.
Oh yeah,
British thing we've ever talked about. I think on this podcast, we sound terribly British talking about
what sucking off 100 dicks.
Cups of tea. The only time I ever drink tea is when I'm really hungover. That's the only time I drink tea.
I love a cup of tea.
I reckon. I comfortably have 3 pints of tea a day.
What?
On average, I reckon.
How many cups is that, Steve?
Five mugs of tea, I reckon.
Oh, I could smash that all day long, mate. I'm about seven or eight per day.
What about coffee, then? Do you have coffee on top of it?
None.
No.
None.
Coffee's an American thing.
Most of stuff. Coffee.
But I love iced tea.
Yeah. Any tea's good.
Any wrapper from the 80s.
Tea cake.
Would you rather own a doll?
James already does.
where once a year, and you don't know when, it comes alive and tries to kill you.
Okay.
Or,
okay, cool.
For the rest of your life, and you can never take them off, you have to wear some orange handcuffs exactly like this.
Ooh, shit. Bondage.
So on the doll, can we choose the doll?
You choose the doll. Yeah, it has to be a doll. So technically, My Pet Monster class is a doll, but it's a doll as in, let's go for like Annabelle or something like that. So it's a doll, but you can choose it, but it's a classic doll.
Yeah. Classic doll, yeah.
So is it, and presumably it's supernaturally empowered to murder you like a Chucky style at some
let's
point.
Go, yeah, and the reason I went for this one is that in the advert for My Pet Monster, there's a little kid actor in it called Eden Gross, who also voices the good guy dolls in, forgive me, what's it called? Child's Play, thank you. Child's Play. So that's why I went with this one. So yeah, we're going to go for like a Chucky sort of doll. So it's going to come, but only once a year, but you don't know when.
I'm going to go for Chucky doll all day long.
That's good. All right.
Did you say try and kill? So it just tries to kill
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's a doll, Kane. It's well, not going to get the metro reason. Let's face
if
it's a doll.
If they're only trying to kill you, the chances are they won't kill you.
So, Jamie, once a year it tries to kill you?
Correct.
I'm not sure. See, if I were the doll, I reckon I could kill you if I had one chance per year. I reckon I could murder you pretty easy.
Not a chance.
I wouldn't pick a human-sized doll, though.
No, I know.
I'd pick a
tiny little one. With no arms,
it has
no
to be doll-sized.
Just the body. Dolls. That's not a doll.
Why?
It is. A doll with no arms and no doll's legs. House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, living give in an the, example of this doll.
2022.
Well, it would start off.
Can have yeah. dolls. It's 2022. We can have dolls however you want.
Wheelchair Bobby upstairs.
You can get a doll with no arms or legs.
Yeah.
Well, or Stu, you could get a normal doll, and then because you know it's going to come try and kill you every year, you could cut its arms and legs off.
I don't
preemptive
think
that's strike.
Okay. No, I think that's.
You can't. Why? No, absolutely. I
may as well just put it in a fire the day I get it right.
It's... So wait. Hang about. So this doll's what? Indestructible.
You cannot get their arm.
There's more
rules.
There's more
yes.
rules here.
Yeah, this is like saying I'll have the handcuffs and then just take them off.
Correct.
Thanks.
So the,
no,
this,
the
I know,
off.
But the doll got to exist right and be able to kill you. Otherwise,
you cannot do anything with it. So the Annabelle doll is kept in a glass cabinet, and it's.
I mean, you can't touch it, James.
Well, the what they say is if you do, you get
any other 12 months,
363 days, just 4 days a year. Cam,
you cannot take its arms off, and if you do, then magically they will find its way back on the doll. So. You can do, but it's
like
going to get
that.
Out of there for one day a year.
Oh.
Well, absolutely. Magic, it comes to life, James.
Well, it's already walking around trying to murder you, so.
I can get behind that. I'm still going for the murder doll.
It's fucking be dead after.
It'd be like Kato from Pink Panther, it'd be mate. Dead. It'd be good.
I think it's.
Keep
yeah.
On your toes.
I was originally thinking a doll, and like I'd just keep it in sight. But then at some point you'd lose sight of it.
For a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Forever. Because once every year it tries to kill you, right? So it's forever you've got it. So I'm going handcuffs, Jamie.
But them handcuffs, they're going to be awful in the winter. In the summer.
Yeah.
Look, why so in like summer? Kid, well, because you're going to be sweating with the plastic on you. Because they're not.
What are you going to do? Your
there's
hands
no way
are gonna
Kane's
going
to be able to
swing
off 100 cocks when he's got these on. That's what he's thinking. Yeah.
I don't need to wank them off. I'm flicking them.
You can do two at a time, to be fair.
Yeah, that doesn't stop me, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could drive in and your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Actually, there's quite a big distance between each wrist.
Yeah, if you can try and change gear, you have to do like a weird hand swap.
Jamie, just show us how you'd wipe your bum, because you're wearing them.
I'm the way my shoulders are, I can't even do that anyway.
Troy, you can't wipe your bum normally.
No, I'd struggle. I'd be like... Yeah, it'd be hard.
I've got a plan, Kane. I've considered that, and I've got a plan. Do you want to see my plan?
Yeah,
undering around
the camera so everybody can see me. Let me just make sure I don't fall over into channel.
Oh, he's even got his bottom out as well. It's full method actor.
He's on.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude, you have to take a shit as well. That's oh, God.
All right.
Look at this lot. And then we need some more toilet roll. Though, so you have to go back round again.
You see, James, what I can do is if I need more toilet roll. Yeah, I can move and get it.
No way I can do that. I cannot do that with my arms.
Reposition,
you
get a piece.
You probably need to explain to the listeners.
Yeah, so basically Stu has just made us...
I think you guys need to explain. Yeah.
Stu's just made a skipping rope with his hands. So he's put his two hands together to make a skipping rope, and then he's stepped over his hands, so his arms are now behind him. So he's kind of wiping his bottom with his hands together behind his back. I could not do that.
That's how I do it normally, to be fair. It's effective though, isn't it? See, James, you don't need to worry about wiping your ass.
I don't know, I'm married. My wife did it for me.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
Kane, next week's Would You Rather. Would you rather live in Jamie's house where you have to listen to that theme tune on repeat every day for a week? Or in James's house where somebody else has to wipe your ass for you?
You don't have to. That's just it. It's a nicety. It's a nice to have.
Yeah.
I think I'm going handcuffs after watching Stu wipe his bum like that.
You going for the handcuffs, Kane?
Yeah. Handcuffs, yeah.
He is, yeah.
I don't know. You won't be able to live your life normal knowing it could be the day where you could die. Someone could murder you. And you know it's coming.
But, Kane, when that day comes and you defeat the doll,
because James is confident. Long,
you know, you've got 300. You got 365 days until.
Well, is it calendar year?
No, you could have one day, James.
It's a year.
That could be one day.
You said it's a year.
Once every year.
Okay, so when it's happened in that year, you know you've got until next year for it to happen again.
Then until the 25th of December. It could then get you on the first.
If it waits
to the
25th of December, then you know that you're all right until January, and then in 1st of January you can get you, then you're out for the rest of the year.
That's giving you four...
Till next January.
If it gets you on the 29th of December, you've only got 2 days of peace. Yeah. And then you're into a new year when it can get you at any point again.
Well, it's fine.
And if it's a good doll, it wouldn't get you until like 11 on the 31st, would it? So you'd have been worried for the whole year about it.
And the doll would get better as you're getting older as well. Yeah. It'd get more creative, better ways.
I would say, would I?
You wouldn't, as I know you.
An elaborate style of Home Alone's trap type thing.
Micro machines. That would be awesome. Fucking
doll alarm system. Put a little bell on top of the glass cabinet so as soon as it opens the fucking door, ding a ling ling, right? Doll's out.
Remember Small Soldiers? The
good film.
The movie.
Oh, that's so good film.
Yeah, isn't that like those toys try and kill Kirsten Dunst, don't they?
They do.
The bad toys, didn't they?
Like monsters. They were like monsters, weren't they?
Kirsten Dunst.
Alien.
No,
they're the good guys. The Gorgonites were the good guys, and the.
Oh, yeah, Major Chip Hazard.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah,
that was the bad guy.
He was the bad guy. Ah. It was Tommy Lee Jones, wasn't it, boys?
How would you do it then, James? What's your plan? Because you're confident with this, James. How are you? How are you?
Yeah. It's a fucking doll.
I don't know, dude.
It's a tiny mystical
It's a doll. It's a fucking doll.
What difference does it make that it's a doll? So the fact you can't knock it out because it's a doll, you can't hurt it because it's a doll.
You don't
can't
it's
kill
essentially
it.
Invincible.
I could just hold it.
Just hold
it. I could hold it until next
powers.
Day.
It's stabbing
what
in the hand.
What sort of powers has it got? With what?
A knife.
How is it?
How's it going to pick up a knife?
You see Child's Play.
So how's it going to get up to the drawer to open a drawer
Put
to get a knife?
Put your chair over and then climb on it. Have you never seen a child or any small animal or creature stand on things? I think James
so now
thinks
he's got
he can
a
beat a doll because he's never seen something smaller than him stand
on
something.
I can beat a doll. I can drop kick a doll over three gardens from here. It's like a small child. They're
flying. You're sleeping, James, so you've got to sleep at some point. Surely the doll's going to wait until you're asleep, right? So it's not going to wait until you can drop kick it. It's going to wait until you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Or is it, Bez?
Or maybe it'll just poison your food. Then you're fucked, right?
Then I'll never
Maybe
know.
It'll cut the brakes on your car.
Where's it going to get the poison from?
It's got as long as it wants to do it. It can spend 10 months planning to murder you.
Can't? It's in a cage. You said it
no,
comes out once
the,
a year
yeah,
to try and
got
kill
out
you.
Of the cage. So you hear the bell ring and it's gone.
Oh,
where
right.
is it?
Excuse
it's
me.
Gone and hired a fucking Sorry, mercenary to come and kill you, James. That's what it's gone this time.
Ooh.
Can do anything, can't
it? Yeah, but it puts a bit of spice into your life, doesn't
it? Could be anywhere doing anything. Anything could be death from the doll.
Mercenaries could be plotting to kill me right now for all I know.
I do like this the idea of a film of Bez defending the house.
I want to see James. I want to see him drop kicking Annabelle.
Ninjas.
You can do anything.
I like James getting ready with his micro machines ready to stop this doll. And the doll's just fucked off.
I'm after
Got a job for 10 months presenting a TV show. Get some cash.
Camera zooms in on James and he's got a little BB gun and say, "This is my house and I'm going to defend it."
Yeah.
I will protect it. I've got some firecrackers and a video.
What about you, Jamie? What are you going for?
Handcuffs. There's not a chance I would go crazy knowing that at any point I could be hunted down by a little terror machine. There's not a fucking world where I would do that. I'm going that handcuffs.
It's to do all that shit where it just looks at you and then spins its head around and shit, wouldn't it? While yeah. You'd be like, fuck. Ugh.
Yeah, but then you know it's the day. No. If it does that, you know
why
it's the day.
You keep saying like, the day. Right, today's the it day. Can take as long as it wants.
It can move, James. It's just going to try and kill you on one day.
So it can move all the time.
No, that was
it's in a glass box.
So you said
I'm getting confused now.
I was said on the Annabelle dolls in like a glass box.
Like so this doll is permanently moving around and walking all
every day. It's going to try and kill you once per year.
I suppose that's the other thing. He's going to try and kill me once. Is that once per year is when he's trying to kill you, but he might be playing with your mind the rest of the time, pretending he's going to kill you.
So it's constantly, it's always about. It's
whatever
always,
it wants.
Yeah.
So it's not just one day.
Nobody said one day.
It's just one day trying to. You know, it was the original thing was one day.
So on one day a year. One day a year.
Oh, okay. Oh, it is on one day.
Yeah, it is on one day a year. It comes alive and tries to kill you. So it's aware. It's aware.
So the rest of the year.
But it could torture you for the rest of the days.
Yeah.
No, because in one day alive,
it's not
one day a year it comes alive.
It's just trying to torture you.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's not alive. It can't do anything.
It's aware.
It's just
who said it weren't alive?
It could be aware. Jamie says it one day a year it comes alive.
It tries to kill you. And then 350 days it comes alive and tries to not kill you but torture you horribly.
Well, and then that's
it's not exclusive, is it? It's not programming language.
It's not, but it's adding to the mythos.
So Jamie doll, Jamie handcuffs, Kane handcuffs, me handcuffs. So James is wrong, we win.
Excellent. Get a point as well for that.
Do you know, I am disappointed that Nelvana didn't get to make one cartoon they wanted to make, because I think it would have been ace. They were going to make a Doctor Who cartoon.
Ooh. That'd be badass.
It would be pretty good, wouldn't it? Little cartoon canine wandering about. It'd have to be Tom Baker, right?
Am I right in thinking, Sue, there's an anime Doctor Who, though, isn't there?
Ooh, that rings a bell, but I've not seen it if there is.
Proper Doctor Who or like parody of...
Proper,
but it's very anime. He's literally like tall, skinny, smoking a cigarette, looking cool as hell. He's not an old man or anything like that.
You don't think of Cowboy Bebop?
He was very much like Cowboy Bebop, but in Doctor Who form.
Nice.
I'm sure it was.
Nice. We are not quite at the end of this week's My Pet Monster episode, but we've got another feature to squeeze in. And we're running short on time. So while we're still kind of maybe just a little bit thinking about My Pet Monster. And Jamie, can I just say, that Would You Rather is a lesson in linking your Would You Rather to the cartoon. Very impressed.
Thank you very much.
My Pet Monster, little murder doll, toy that tries to kill you, it's a monster. And the voice, like you mentioned, liking it a lot. 9 out of 10.
Orange handcuffs. Thank you very much, sir.
So it's a big score. Let's see if we can keep things rolling with a final feature that I can't remember the name of, but it's basically who would you murder from a cartoon in the good guys in a cartoon. And with this choice of cartoon, James, it's only one, unfortunately, James. You can only murder one good person in the cartoon. James, you wish it was all of them. Who are you murdering in this cartoon?
Yeah, I wish it was all of them. I'm going to go for the monster.
You're going to murder the main monster?
I'll go for the monster.
My little pet monster.
Yeah. Because then that would end the cartoon forever. Mm. And those kids could just fuck off and do something else.
It's nice. Jamie, you love Pet Monster. I'm guessing you haven't gone for Pet Monster.
I love my Pet Monster, but like I say, I'm not a fan of this version. It's a rip-off, so... I would have gone for My Pet Monster, but I'm going to change it and go for the three little monsters. And the toy names, I'm not sure if the characters in the cartoon were the same.
Only one. Yeah. Only one,
okay,
Jamie.
So the toy names were called Gwork, Rark, and Wogster.
Is that not the Boglins?
It sounds very similar, doesn't it? I'm going to go for, just because I hate the name, Wogster.
Why did they have different names in the cartoon?
It might be the same, it might be different, I'm not sure. What were they called in the cartoon? Did anyone pick up on the names in the cartoon?
It was like Gurgle, Burgle and Flurgle or something, wasn't it?
Well, in that case, completely different then. I'll kill Flurgle. I'm doing him. I'm gonna put him halfway through that portal until it closes. So I'm taking him. Half of him will end up in Monster World, and the other half will end up in our university. I'm cutting him in half. Yeah.
I'm going for the little blonde head kid, Max. Mm.
I was gonna say that.
Him in the lava, Anakin style.
Oh, nice. Will he fly up though? Is he going? Obviously, yeah. one of the monster patrol guys drops in, doesn't he, at the end, and he just flies up in the air when it touches his bottom. Would Max do the same, or is he going to?
I'm going to hold him down. Oh, okay, hold him under.
That'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it. Okay.
I was going to say Max, but I'll go for the chick instead. What's she called?
Jill.
Jill, yeah, she can fuck off.
Monzi.
She was the weird names for the characters. Mm. I don't know. Like, I don't think of a kid called Jill.
Is that vanilla names?
Jillian.
For Jill, I think of a 50-year-old.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, Jillian.
Mm. Yeah, it's like you never see a young kid called Rose. Rose is always an old lady.
I quite like the name Rose. Curly earrings.
Do you like all flower-based names, Kane?
Petal.
I'm not sure that's a name.
Cactus.
Lily.
Daisy.
Cactus.
Lily. Always said that one. Daffodil.
Daffodil. Tulip. Can you imagine if you called your kid Daffodil? I quite like it, man. Like
Dill.
That. Dill.
I suppose Dill's in it. Yeah. Is Dill.
Dylan for short. Yeah. Daffodilan.
Daphne?
Yeah. Daphne could be short for Daffodil, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Good point, Kane. Yeah. I like it.
Belle. Bluebell.
I wonder if there's any little kids called Nancy still anymore.
Nancy? Yeah. Yes, there is. I know a Nancy.
Just a little kid?
Yep.
What's the name of a kid? What you can't imagine being the name of an adult. So, like, a kid's name, what's not an adult's name?
Good shout. Good shout. I always struggle a bit with the American Junior Edition's names. I always think of them as kids, like
that's
Billy Bob Junior.
Yeah,
yeah.
But other than that,
see,
Tommy, maybe.
Yeah. Tommy's
a kid's
Billy.
Name. Yeah, Billy as well.
Billy, yeah.
Billy's
a naughty teenager's name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Young teenager.
Something.
Well, this is a new feature where we're just silent.
Yeah,
going,
Deep in thought.
Pondering.
What?
I have fun editing this on Steam.
This is gold. This is. I'm gonna double this up and lengthen it out a bit so we've got more time. With Jamie just pulling faces. Well,
this literally going out. It's the first podcast we've done, isn't it? Where it's literally going out tonight as well.
Very true. Yeah, very true. Well, what are you guys doing after this?
Not spending 4 hours editing a podcast. No.
On my laptop as well, because I haven't even got a proper computer. Poor me. If Apple are listening and want to sponsor a podcast machine, then I can do with a new iMac because the last one's broken. Thank you. I'll take the new little
I'm going to go out and find a
5K screen.
A possessed doll.
You're going to find a possessed doll? You might already have one, James.
Yeah.
Got lots of dolls.
Well, I was just thinking, we were talking about, like little doll, but actually, why not make it a full life-size?
James is going to skull fuck it. That's his head.
Then shit could get interesting.
No wonder it'd want to kill him, is it?
James is just going to wait there with a tub
of
Vaseline all year.
You're allowed to technically do anything to defend yourself.
You keep calling it a him. So you keep calling it a him, Bez. It doesn't have to be a him.
Yeah. No. See what takes your fancy.
You're picking selection your doll. Doesn't have to be.
Do you get to pick
human?
A doll? That's a good point. Do you
you do. Yeah.
You can, but I mean.
And a blow-up doll would be easier to defeat, James, as well.
not as much fully. I was thinking fully like silicon with moving parts. If you're going to have a
James,
tussle,
can
you,
put yours, can you put yours in the microwave to warm it up a bit?
Expensive, James, I think.
Yeah, true. Can you what?
Put your zipper up.
Oh, no. I cannot. No. Because I'm not wearing trousers.
If you had one of those dolls, James, would you dress it in clothes and sit it somewhere, or would you keep it naked in a box?
Depends how bad it had been.
What? No, just
if it behave, if it be,
what's its general,
if it behave well, then yeah, dress
it.
If, it, state if it's been a bit naughty, then yeah. See, I think you'll start with a blank slate. I think you go have it naked in the box, and then decide what you want to dress it in that day. What sort of mood you're in?
On that note, it is pretty much time to end this episode of My Pet Monster, or James is a Monster, as it could also be called.
Yes,
Jamie,
sir.
We are going out in moments live with this podcast. What do you want people to comment on Twitter or other media sources?
Yeah,
are also
available? To tweet in social media at By The Power Pod. Pretty active on Twitter, pretty cool at Twitter as well. So keep in contact there about all.
Did you just say you're pretty cool at Twitter?
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you say I'm pretty cool at Twitter?
I didn't mean to, but
sure
it was
did, right?
A Freudian slip. I probably did. So let's.
I'm on Twitter. I'm pretty cool at Twitter.
I'm pretty awesome on Twitter. So.
Because I agree, you are pretty cool on Twitter. I thought it was nice that you said that yourself. It's nice.
Self praise and all that kind of stuff. Our website, if you want to contact us on there, is www.bythepower.net. If you want to email us, is bythepowerpod@gmail.com. Recommendations and reviews always genuinely appreciated. So any reviews that have come through and recommendations, we really appreciate it. If you like what we do, let other people know. And you can always buy us a coffee, which is buymeacoffee.com/bythepower. Stu needs a new computer. James needs a blow up doll. I would like to buy a.
Whoa, don't blow up.
James wants a big silicon sex doll. I would like a My Football Monster. And Kane, what do you want? What do you need?
Kane would like Jamie to stop.
I'd take a second hand one, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just happy. I'm happy for a weird pint of beer. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be new. I'll take a second hand doll. It's fine.
We'll take it second hand.
Wash it out. It'll be fine, won't it? Just wash it out.
So
yeah, there we go.
Our final thought of the day. Kane.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes.
It's you to be the chooser. Chooser. What are you going for?
I think it's a cartoon. What I'm not sure any of you guys would have seen before. It just fits into the criteria of being a 90s cartoon.
Ooh.
And it's Ed, and Eddie.
Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that really 90s?
Jesus. That's another Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Yeah, I think I've probably seen bits of it, but I don't know if I've ever sat and watched an episode.
Yeah, I don't even remember it, to be fair.
Is that because you were... How old were you then? 99?
Oh, I was... No, I was 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably the right target audience for that, I guess.
Yeah, 10, 11. So, yeah, I just don't remember, like,
and why? Why did you choose it?
Because I was looking on the internet today at cartoons from the 90s, and that was one what, what popped up.
Nice. Fair. It's Ben and Jamie's reasoning, to be fair. Sorry, Jamie. On that note, it's time to say goodbye. It's goodbye from me.
It's bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
I know I'm not saying it.
However.
No, we've said season 3, I'm not saying jokes anymore. Stu cuts them out. Said not going to do my own jokes. Screw you all.
Could you not find like a family-friendly joke to tell each week? Like a cracker joke?
They are family-friendly jokes.
I mean, they're not. Come on, tell us a cracker joke slash dad joke.
I can't remember if I've done this one or not.
Go.
When is a pixie not a pixie?
No, James, when is a pixie not a pixie?
When it's given a blow.